Let's return to the scholastic chess world and focus on the ingredients to my early success. I mentioned that Bruce and I studied the endgame, while other young players focused on the opening. In light of the entity incremental discussion, I'd like to plunge a little more deeply into the approach that Bruce and I adopted. Rewind to those days when I was a six-year-old prankster. Once he had won my confidence, Bruce began our study with a barren chessboard. We took on positions of reduced complexity and clear principles. Our first focus was king and pawn against king, just three pieces on the table. Over time, I gained an excellent intuitive feel for the power of the king and the subtlety of the pawn. I learned the principle of opposition, the hidden potency of empty space, the idea of zugzwang, putting your opponent in a position where any move he makes will destroy his position. Layer by layer, we built up my knowledge and my understanding of how to transform axioms into fuel for creative insight. Then we turned to rook endings, bishop endings, knight endings, spending hundreds of hours as I turned 7 and 8 years old, exploring the operating principles behind positions that I might never see again. This method of study gave me a feeling for the beautiful subtleties of each chess piece, because in relatively clear-cut positions I could focus on what was essential. I was also gradually internalizing a marvelous methodology of learning, the play between knowledge, intuition, and creativity. From both educational and technical perspectives, I learned from the foundation up. Most of my rivals, on the other hand, began by studying opening variations. There is a vast body of theory that begins from the starting position of all chess games, and it's very tempting to teach children openings right off the bat, because built into this theoretical part of the game, there are many embedded traps, landmines, that allow a player to win quickly and easily. In effect, to win without having to struggle to win. At first thought, it seemed logical for a novice to study positions that he or she will see all the time at the outset of games. Why not begin from the beginning, especially if it leads to instant success? The answer is quicksand. Once you start with openings, there's no way out. Lifetimes can be spent memorizing and keeping up with the evolving encyclopedia of chess openings. They are an addiction with perilous psychological effects. It's a